Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, beautiful souls. In today's episode, we're continuing part 3 of how to kick self-doubt and start believing in yourself because you are worth it. So here are 4 more identifiers of where your self-doubt lies. Then we may move into the reason to believe in yourself immediately. So I want to continue from last week's episode. This is part 3. And I want to talk about the lack of life experience, the zip code we were raised in, anxiety, and even patterns that we have established in our lives that maybe we does not even know that these patterns are there. But if we take a closer look at ourselves, we can definitely see those patterns. So let's first talk about lack of life experiences. Sometimes a person can suffer from self-doubt simply due to lack of experience. You haven't experienced it, so you just do not know. If you were overly sheltered in childhood when you were growing up, maybe, God forbid, you had a sickness or you were sick a lot or had issues that caused you to not have a lot of experiences in life, especially if you were sheltered, that can turn into fear, that can turn into anxiety, and even other problems that would prevent you and I from stepping out of our comfort zone. And if you have no successful experiences to look back on, then it can be very hard for you to even imagine success. You might see someone else having success and say, well, that will never happen to me. I hope after listening to this series of kicking self-doubt in the face that you realize that it's in you and that you are definitely worth it. If you have only experienced failure, and I hope not, that it can be doubly hard to envision success later on, but you can definitely achieve it by working on yourselves. So whatever the reason for these experiences, overprotective parents, I know in the very beginning raising my children, I was very overprotective over them. It may have been an illness or undiagnosed mental illness. I do know that we have that in our family. Being super shy. I always thought that I had such a big mouth and that I wasn't shy. But oh my gosh, get me on stage somewhere and I would freeze. And so being super shy, whatever is causing it needs to be addressed. Whatever is causing this needs to be addressed so that you can start experiencing small successes today and know what it feels like. If you don't know what that feels like, it's going to be hard for you to move forward. So you need to seek help and seek it today. So let's talk about the zip code. A lot of people may not accept this or maybe find it's very hard to accept. But where you and I were born makes a huge difference in how we view the world and our own place and our potential in it. I've told you guys in some episodes past that I grew up on the island of St. Lucia. And there were a lot of experiences that I didn't have growing up in St. Lucia. Or some people call it Santa Lucia. But when I moved to Houston, Texas, first of all, it was a culture shock for me because the place was so huge. Everyone, if you know Texas, Texas is huge. And so everything seemed so much bigger to me. And I had to wrap my head around that. I couldn't fathom, like, why is this place so big? Because when I was in St. Lucia, everything seemed so small to me when I was growing up. And here I was in this huge state. And it was a culture shock for me. And so there were a lot of things that I hadn't experienced that I was able to experience now. If you're born on third base, you can still experience self-doubt if you have controlling parents who see only one way that you can have success. And that could be such as following in the family business when you don't want to do that. How many times that we've seen people that maybe a dad is a doctor and he wants that child or he wants his children to follow him in the medical field, which, oh my gosh, I am so thankful and so grateful for our medical professionals, especially during this time with what's happening in our world globally. But I remember when I wanted to be a nurse and I was getting, you know, my aunt, I absolutely love her. She had all this plan because I had a cousin that wanted to be a doctor. And then I wanted to be a nurse and they pushed me because she had a lot of nurse friends. She also worked in the hospital. But that is something I just found out that it just wasn't me. It wasn't my makeup. That's not what I wanted to do. But we've seen these stories or we've heard these stories over and over again. Where we see parents are wanting their children to follow in their footsteps, especially if it's a business. If it's a business, that's your legacy and you want to leave that. And we do understand that. But it is so important that you have to make yourself happy when you get older and you have to find out what exactly makes you happy. But most of the time, it's because you were born either in a place without a lot of opportunities or you were born to parents who, while loving you, were poor or did not have much. I do not like the word poor because now I do believe wholeheartedly and I know that I am a child of the God that created this universe. And I just believe that no one should be poor. But just using this as an example, because I heard my mother use that word so much, even today, sometimes when I talk to her about past experience and she says this, she says, well, your mother was poor. And maybe it is. I just don't like using the word. The sad fact is that most people do not escape the situation they were born in today. And I've seen so many times, even the way we think, but that doesn't mean that you cannot change it today. You absolutely can. You deserve it. You are worthy of it. It just means that due to lack of vision, that some people only know what's inside in their own small little world, in their own portion of the world that they live in, and they don't have their eyes open to the possibilities out there for them. I want to give you an example. So when I'm traveling, that's another thing, traveling overseas and just traveling in different countries, it opens up my eyes to the possibilities and also makes me more grateful when people are asking me questions or what is it like in the US, etc. And just to see, even me growing up in the little home that I grew up in, and today when I do the comparison, you're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I can't believe that it's very inexpensive. Like Texas is one of the states that the cost of living is not very high. Now it's getting there. It's getting competitive. But it's not very high. If I was to take my home that I live in today and I was to put it in California or even New York, my home would cost millions. It would probably be up about $2 million. Okay, compared to what it is now. And so it's just the mind frame of how we think. So no matter what your situation is today, I don't care if you're listening to this podcast in the US, if you're listening to India, if you're listening to someplace in Europe, maybe Switzerland, Germany. I don't care if you're listening to someplace in one of the Caribbean islands, wherever you are, I want you to know that you can get your eyes open to the possibilities that the world has to offer you. That you were created with everything inside of you. And whatever your circumstances were growing up or still growing up, make the most of life in a way that makes you thrive because you are worthy. That's a great thing, and it's a great way for you to make a difference, and you could make a difference to people that's around you every day. Let's quickly talk about anxiety. Anxiety can actually be a symptom of self-doubt, but it goes in a circle. Self-doubt can also cause anxiety. And if you find a way to address the anxiety, you may be able to lessen the effects of your self-doubt. Many people who have anxiety describes it as a bad feeling of a million butterflies in their stomach whenever they think of doing something that makes them uncomfortable. And I have been there where I have the butterflies in my stomach. I'm sweating, my thighs are sweating, and I'm just nervous, and I freeze, but I know I have to do something. And often this feeling is so bad that the individual could suffer panic attacks. Some people don't get the panic attacks, but they don't push themselves beyond that feeling of butterflies that they are experiencing. This experience is very unpleasant, and I can tell you that because I've been there. I've had anxiety. There is a theory that adrenaline junkies see this same feeling as positive, and they seek it out, whereas a person with anxiety uses that same feeling to stop doing anything that causes that feeling. Isn't that interesting? And I really know this to be true. If you suspect that you have anxiety, it can be hard to get the help. It could be hard for you to even think about getting the help that you need by going to a doctor. But I'm telling you right now, if you are not able to control your anxiety through meditation, through speaking to someone, I urge you today for you to seek help from a doctor. Call your doctor and seek help. Let them know that you're having anxiety, but talk to someone, because it could be it could be that breaking point for you to just go and do what you've been wanting to do, but you have that anxiety and you're thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to get past this? But I want you to know you can. So seek help today. Let's talk quickly about establishing patterns. Often people experience self-doubt simply due to patterns they've established since childhood or in some place in adulthood that send them down a bad path of experiencing failure or even something traumatic. Oh my gosh, we're talking about traumatic. For example, everything could have been going fine. Then something traumatic happened, and it could be like a car accident, a death in the family, or anything that just changed your world immediately. This may start leading you down a path of repeating bad patterns or accepting that your life is just going to be full of failure, but it's not. And you won't go anywhere beyond your situation. This is something that you can overcome by changing your patterns. I told you in a previous episode to get a journal and start writing. And you can start writing of, hey, this is what I have been experiencing, and I need to change this. What happened when this occurred? The process requires that you are introspective enough to be able to see the truth about yourself, about your choices, your relationships, and more about your life. Even relationships. For instance, if you've been dating and you keep getting the same set of people, look inside yourself and say, why am I attracting these types of people? They're not good for me. This individual with these types of habits is not good for me, because that's not what I want for my life. So now you have to change that, and you have to start saying, my relationships that I'm going to have when it comes to dating, this individual has to have certain things. We're not looking for perfection, but we're looking for people that's compatible with us, things that you do not want that was in your life before. And you're saying, absolutely, this time I do not want that. This person possesses that. I see it, and that's not what I want for my life. Then you will need to be able to make decisive actions that will help you start to experience success in your life that you can build on as you overcome your self-doubt and start believing in yourself today. So let's go over 5 reasons that you should believe in yourself so that you can combat and finally get rid of self-doubt in your life. The fact is, The fact is, this something that must come from within. It's something that must come from within and not from other people. You have to be able to believe in yourself. The idea that if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will, is very true. What's the point if I believe in you, but you don't believe in yourself? It does nothing for you. It's not going to make you move. It's not going to make you be successful. It's not going to make you go after your dreams because you don't believe in yourself, no matter how much energy I put in believing you. That might seem harsh, but it's a fact that you'll need to deal with it within yourself in your quest to develop your new belief system in yourself. You can do it. You were born with everything in you, everything you need to experience success in your life. Your success may look different from someone else's success. So, and that is okay. Never compare yourself to someone else. Always compare yourself to yourself. You should be the one who is happy living your life the way you want it, because it's your life to live. So let's go through these five things before we end today. You deserve it. You really do deserve it to have a happy, full, and successful life that you enjoy. That's number one. You deserve it. You can and should wake up each day ready and really psyched to continue each day, no matter what it brings. You deserve to feel good about yourself and to rid yourself of self-doubt. You deserve to live a life that that really energizes you, regardless of your circumstances. Even if you are experiencing challenges that no one else can relate to, you can still overcome them and live a fulfilling life. When I wake up in the mornings, when I open my eyes, I thank the Most High. I let Him know that He is the only one. And I thank Him for the day. And I ask Him, and I say, and I affirm that this is a good day. I am going to be happy no matter what comes my way. There are many challenges in this day. There's going to be traffic. There's going to be conversations. There's going to be commerce. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. Business is going to happen. But guess what? No matter what, I am going to be happy. Number two, your current relationships. Look at the relationships you have now that are successful. The ones that make you happy. We're talking about friends. We're talking about boyfriends. We're talking about family. The ones that are supportive. The ones where you are supportive and helpful, and that makes you feel needed. They likely believe in you and you believe in them. Imagine if you told these people how you feel inside about yourself. Wouldn't they support you and try to talk you out of your self-doubt? And answer that question. Number three, where you are now. Where are you are now? Even if you're struggling now, you've survived it this long, right? You're listening and you've survived it wherever you are right now. That means you're doing something right. You're alive and you're able to get this and you're able to listen to this podcast. That's a positive that you should focus on right now. Focus on what you have right this moment that is good. And that is a reason to believe in yourself. Number four, prior success. If you've been successful in something, anything, revel in that. Repeat it over and over. It doesn't matter if it's one thing. Over and over, revel in it. Be excited about it. Write it down. Get excited about it. Did you manage to get up this morning? That's a success. It's that simple. Did you do well in school? Did you do a project on the job? That's a success. Did you get a driver's license? Did you renew a driver's license? Did you get a passport? That's success. Everyone thinks success is really big. Success is what you make it. If you need to get down to a very small success, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Success is success. You don't have to have huge successes to draw on to know what it feels like to be successful doing something. You made a phone call to a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while, and that person was very happy to hear from you. That's success. Number five, you're just as good as others. You're worth it. You're worthy of it. You're good. You're just as good as others. Remember that you are just as good as anyone else and deserve the life that you want to live. No one deserves it more than you do. No one is more special. And for that fact, neither are you. You gotta remember that. But even though everyone is basically the same, we all have different ideas of what constitutes our success. And that too is just as good as the next person's idea of success, my friend. The truth is, if you look from a distance at your problems and put them into relation to the world, how important are they really? I have said this over and over to myself, especially during my travels, especially if I open my mouth to complain about anything. If you've made some bad choices that have resulted in going through a rough patch, whether it's emotionally, financially, or spiritually, and I've been all of these threes where I've made bad choices, that's okay. This is how we grow in life. This is how you grow in life. You grow in life through experiences, each and every one of us. It really is how you react to these struggles and make up who you are. These struggles help us make up who we are. Remember, beautiful soul, you are worth it. You are worth it. Here sending you love and light. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on Light in Your Soul podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings and at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.